Okay, continuing in the Hills of Shabbos. What do you say again? Test t Yud Zayin through what? Okay, I'm going walking, I can't remember.
Chavav.
Wow, they're massive. Okay. Yeah. Test Zayin. Afilu b'midi the labar continuing at Hilchos Shabbos the Ketzas from Hilchos Shabbos. So, in the sun and shum mashka, you should not filter any liquid. Yesh b'zeh kama chiluk yedinim. Just don't do it. He's saying because there's many different dinim. But you're allowed to drink it through a through a. Cloth to loy shayach butter eleva masakin or inyan kaidam achila ishasiya. It's only considered butter when you fixed it before you started eating or drinking. Aval beinyan zeh in this case, enoi ele ma'akavus apsilus. You're pushing off the psilus. You're like yichnas the soif pivus shouldn't go into your mouth. Basically, what he's saying is you can take a filter and put it on top of a cup and pour it into your mouth that way, since that's derech achila. That's considered allowed. But that's if you do it with a drink. That's not, you wouldn't be considered cleaning whatever cloth that you're using. But if it's water, that cleans the cloth, so then that's laundry. If somebody really needs clean water to drink and he doesn't have it, you can be mekel. But don't use your sleeve of your shirt to filter it out, because to use your sleeve of your shirt, that's already a much more bigger chashash that you might be soichin. Yudches mashke kofa sheyesh petachtisa kafa mamish. If you have coffee, then on the bottom of the coffee you have actual grinds of coffee grinds, meaning I think like Turkish coffee, that type of thing. Shu apsolus, in the bottom you have drunk. You have to be careful not to pour out just the clean parts, the smooth parts. You have to leave a little bit of liquid with the psilus. We'll discuss the practical in a minute. And milk that was standing, also liquid mashalamala, you're not allowed to peel off what's on the top. That's called smetan. Only what you need right now, because of butter, meaning the junk that we don't, we're spoiled, so we don't have any of this stuff, right? But you gotta mute, please. Yosef, please. You should be careful not to take it all. You have to leave a little bit of the milk on the bottom. So this comes up, well, there's two things. One is the pour over coffee. So pour over coffee, are you allowed to make that on Shabbos? Basically, what it is you take water and you put the coffee into the filter, and then you pour the hot water over it. So almost all Paiskim, except for Rav Cohen. Rav Cohen asks it. I'm not exactly sure why, but everybody else pretty much says that it's mutter because it's not a mixture. If it would be a mixture first, then you'd pour it through the filter, then that's mamish butter. But here, the coffee's mixed into the filter, then you pour water on top of the filter, so it goes in water and it comes out colored water. Coffee, let's say. So it's a Mishnah in Shabbos that talks about wine, that seemingly that's what it's talking about, and then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Again, the difference is if it was a mixture and then you poured it through a filter, that's not allowed. If the mixture's in the filter, then it is allowed.
How's it different from putting water through filter? Let's say there was no coffee. Let's say it was just a filter and
Because
you
water in
put
the
water.
filters, you're filtering out junk that's in the water right now. Here, you're not filtering out anything in the water. There's nothing to filter in the water. You poured it into
But
coffee.
the water absorbs the coffee and then you're
Right,
filtering the coffee.
but that's
You
not a
don't want the
problem because
coffee.
it goes right through. It goes right through. It's not considered a mixture. Now, if it sits in there for a few minutes, some of them sit in there for a couple of minutes and drip out very slowly. That I'm not sure if you could do, because there already it becomes a mixture. We're talking about the straight filter. You pour it through, it sits in there. It doesn't sit in there for anything. It just pours right through. So then that's okay.
I'm saying the whole idea is not to have that coffee remains.
That's fine, but it was never a mixture.
The whole, okay.
Yeah, it
I'm
was never
saying
a mixture.
it does take the coffee taste.
Yes,
So
it does, but that's all it
how
does.
come it doesn't become a mixture once it draws the
Because it's not
taste?
in there. It's not in there for long enough. It's not in there for long. It just pours right through.
Okay.
Pours right through. Now, the other thing is what we call French press coffee. I sound like I'm a big buggy, but I don't drink coffee. So, but French press coffee is where you push down the coffee and it holds back the grinds and then you pour out the coffee. So there, like the Kitzer says, if you want to use it, you could use it. Just don't push the plunger all the way down to the bottom because then you're much separating like this. You leave a little bit of the liquid on the bottom and then you're okay. Fine. You test him. Nafal zvuv v'kadayim l'secha Michael. I think I got that shayla twice or three times today. Not for Shabbos, but just for bugs. If a fly fell into food or liquid, like Yosef says, atzma, don't just remove the fly. Remove a little bit of the food, I mean, or from liquid, ima, and throw it away with it. Like this, it's not considered taking bad from good because you're taking good and bad from good. Let's say you need to crush pepper or salt and those types of things. Put a lot of bakata, the sakina, you're allowed to smash it with a shinui. So you're using the handle of a knife, ala shulchan, not with a crusher, machteshes, and not with what's the word they use for this? A mortar and pestle and all that. Meaning you can't crush it with things that are normally you normally crush it with. You're not allowed to cut onions and other vegetables only close to the suda. This is the Israeli salad issue, right? That you're not allowed to cut up vegetables very small. If you cut it up right before the meal, then many are make like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying. But the best and the simplest is not cut it as fine as you would normally cut it. Cut them slightly bigger and then you're okay. Chaf Beis. Davar Shamelech Payal by L'Rachachay L'Hafig Harifusay. It's anything with a salt softens or takes away the sharpness, then you're not allowed to salt it. On Shabbos from Davi K'may Ma'avid, it's similar to working skins. L'chein Asa L'Blayach Gurkin Chayin. You're not allowed to salt raw cucumbers. And radishes, and onions. You can't salt it even for what you need for that suda. What you're allowed to do, meaning you can't make it pickled. Basically, you can't make pickles on Shabbos, but you're allowed to take your cucumbers and dip it into pickle juice. But eggs and cooked meat. That salt doesn't really help it. Elish yitin ben tam melech, just to put a taste of salt in it. You're allowed to salt to eat them and to salt them in that meal. But for another meal, also you're not allowed to do. So that's where you get into what we discussed yesterday, whatever the name of that fish issue is to make that type of fish. So to put the salt on there, it would really depend on what the salt is really doing. You shouldn't salt together beans and legumes, whatever, all those type of things. Key, because the salting helps to soften it up. Again, the same thing, even to eat it right away is usr. I never really understood this whole din. So we're limiting what people can eat because it looks like you're going to salt leather. I don't think it's because you're going to come to it. It just looks like that. Okay, it's hard to understand. Chavdalit salad, gherkin, which is cucumbers, tibbulin, dips that you make from onions. Mutalamalchan, you're allowed to salt at samachlasuda. Since they put in there immediately oil and vinegar and that weakens the salt taste, said it's allowed. But you can only leave it in there for a short amount of time, not for a long amount of time. What that time is unclear. Chafe. You could have baina by Michael. This is the sushi issue. Can you make sushi on Shabbos? So the iser baina is by shaya by Michael. Going, I'm a gavin gvina. If you want to make cheese on Shabbos, you take fruit and you attach it together and you make it look nice. So you just built something. When you cut onions with eggs, or you take the milk, doesn't really mean milk, but the schmaltz from the herring, you have to make sure you don't make it nice and smooth. The way they are. So some places can say you could make sushi, some places can say you can't make sushi. And taking those balls of liver and balls of egg salad, the person would say it's okay, but you can't make it into a major design. If it just comes out in a regular scooper, that the person can say is okay. When you wash kalim with hot water, kalim, don't pour the water on the kalim. Put the water into differently into a basin. And after that, you can put the kalim in there. Because again, like we said yesterday, this is the whole klisheni. And also, you don't want to take, you don't want to, if there's like grease and all that on the plates. So you want to first, you don't want to pour the hot water on them. Because then you're directly taking the grease whatever's caked on and loosening it up. But if you put it into a basin, then that's okay, because then it's going to happen by itself. Don't use a shmata or a sponge, because then you might end up squeezing it out. Use a smartut, like something like that's junk, that's that you wouldn't care to squeeze it out. Meaning, we're worried about squeezing out when you want to save the, like, let's say water spills on your shirt. So you'd want to squeeze out the water from your shirt because you don't want it to ruin your shirt or other drink. So then that would be that. Okay, there's different isurim, but that we're worried about. But to do it on a shmata that you can care less if it stays dirty, so then that's much better. Because when you're washing glass, don't use shibayla shual is what do you call it? Oats, right? The reason is because it's makabe patish, because it's going to make the dishes look so nice that it's as if you're creating sort of new dishes. And you can't wash dishes for Shabbos, only what you need for Shabbos, which you're not going to need until Matzah Shabbos, is not allowed. Okay, din tefilas kelim, that's going to be, that was before. Okay, I hope that was semi-understandable. And everybody should have a fine night, a good Shabbos, and sort of Tavis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Zag.